What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors, with more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too.
At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
We move forward. It's an opportunity for somebody else to step up, show us what they've got, and the team moves forward. That's the nature of the business. You get these reminders from time to time that it is a business, and you know. But at the same time, we've got to move forward as a football team, and that's on an individual basis and a team basis. So you know, we care for Jimbo, we care for him and his family, and we look forward to having him back. We'll see if that happens today.
I don't have a Liev Schreiber imitation in me, but narrator, it did not happen today. He did not get back on the practice field today. There's Sean McDermott talking about James Cook prior to practice, and there was confusion a little bit this morning, right? When he said, I expect him to be here.
But then it was like, well, I expect everyone to be here.
Right.
So
but the tweets got out there right away from a few reporters. I did not see Sale do it. He may have, but I didn't see his name on one of those. But I saw a few like, Sean McDermott expects James Cook to practice today. Like three or four in a row. Like, oh, wow, this is a thing. Oh no. He's just speaking in generalities about James Cook. So that situation continues. I'm not super worried about it. I think eventually he'll come back in. But it is, you know, it's probably uncomfortable for everyone at this point that he's not getting what he wants. And I don't know how he'll react if he doesn't ever get it. Like if they don't agree on a new contract. I don't know. Is this a guy you got to worry about sulking or something? I mean, I can't answer that. But all I know is right now, sitting here today on August 7th.
It's the 7th.
I don't know. I'm not in a crisis about it. I think it'll get resolved. Maybe they'll reach a Kyren Williams contract extension with him, and okay, then that solves it. Or maybe they won't, and they'll just wait for him to come back in at some point. And you know, if he doesn't, then I'll be worried.
But I just don't think it's too punitive financially. And he has said as much. He likes his money, which is why he showed up to mandatory minicamp and to training camp,
right?
Because of that,
right?
So,
right, yeah.
To start missing game checks feels
right. He can miss games and get credit for the year, but he's going to cost himself, you know,
game
a
checks.
Lot of the 5. Whatever million dollars he's slated to earn this year if he chooses that route. So that doesn't seem very likely to me at all. 803-0550 is the phone number. Denny is next up. Hi, Denny. You're on the air here on WGR. Thanks for calling.
Hey, I appreciate you guys taking my call. The only thing that I'm disagreeing with is on the whole Sean McDermott thing. He's not Teflon. I know there's a familiarity with being, obviously they were together in 2003 with the Carolina Panthers. That team is like a microcosm of that team, except we got a 10 times better quarterback than Cam Newton. There's a lot of familiarity even with Joe Brady. He went to William & Mary, same thing with McDermott. This team is very similar to the Patriots when they had Brady. They're going to win the division. They're going to make the playoffs. So you can't set the bar there. But the window is closing. I'm going to be honest with you. It reminds me a lot of like the Braves in the 90s, when the Atlanta Braves, when they at least they got one title. They had all those great teams, but they hadn't won one. The same thing with the Yankees. They made the switch from Showalter to Torrey, and they won it all. I'm not sitting there saying that McDermott can't do it, but I think he's the better suited as a defensive coordinator. They had a shot at Bieniemy. I know a lot of people didn't hire Bieniemy. I think he deserved a chance. They didn't even look at him. Sean Payton, they could have had. Jim Harbaugh, they could have had. Ben Johnson, probably one of the best offensive minds in the book. You have a team that can put up 30 to 35 points a game, and that's what it's going to take to beat. I would have at least taken a chance on Bieniemy, because if anybody knows how to beat Andy Reid, it's Eric Bieniemy, because he was right in his right-hand pocket.
I want to interject here. One question about Bieniemy specifically. Do you not respect the fact that 32 teams in the league have not hired him? I don't know why, but to me, that's a name to pull that I think would have sounded better 3 or 4 years ago before he got passed over for 40 head coaching jobs.
You're 100% right. But Peyton, Jim Harbaugh, come on. They didn't even consider it. I mean, it's like the guy has got like a blank check. He reminds me of Cashman and Aaron Boone with the Yankees now. They're not getting rid of him. There's a familiarity. And I'm not saying, I'll be honest with you, Bean is 10 times the GM that McDermott ever is a head coach. McDermott's a defensive coordinator. I think he did wonders with the defense. But I'll be honest with you, when Leslie Frazier didn't return, I swore, I said to all my buddies, I said, Ron Rivera is going to be the next defensive coordinator, because they're all buddies. They all know each other. That's what they're familiar with. I don't think that's what's going to get this team to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I understand. When you use the phrasing window closing, are you referring to the team right now, like the build of the roster, or is that just with McDermott at the helm? Because the window closing sounds like you're calling from a time machine from 2 years ago or even last year, because the roster's been refreshed. Veteran players and leaders, kingpins of the team that McDermott built with Bean, have gone by the wayside. Side, one of them's now come back in the form of Tre'Davious White, but the roster's turned over. They've refreshed. Like, they don't right now have a number one wide receiver. We'll see if one develops from what they've got here, but I don't see a team with a window problem right now at all.
Okay, I'd say 2 more years with McDermott, but even so, what do we have to show for it? Nothing. We haven't even gotten to the Super Bowl. This team, look, they can argue about the 13-second debacle and all that stuff. That's fine. The guy is a great guy. You know, I've seen him. I've actually seen him in the community. He's probably one of the nicest people you ever meet. I just don't think he's the guy that's going to deliver them to the promised land.
Yeah, I got you. I mean, so far you've been right. I mean, I can't tell you you're wrong. Because he's going to have to do it, and I get the impatience. Believe me, I do. My diatribe 10 minutes ago was just about how, and you are not doing this to me. You're not exaggerating everything here. Although the window closing thing was a bit much, and I called you on it, and I think you understand where I'm coming from. I just think, really, what you get when we're so hungry for a championship is that everything that he's done well gets taken for granted and gets undersold, and I just don't think it's fair. So, you know, I'm going to push back.
No, and I appreciate that. I love the honest dialogue back and forth. That's why I love your guys' show. But I just think that he's just not the guy. He's Buck Showalter in the Yankees. They got to bring in a guy like Torrey that can sit there and take it to the next level. This team is going to win the Super Bowl. Let me take that back. To win their conference, they need an offensive-minded coach. It's that simple. And he's not that guy. Sorry, they're the 2003 Carolina Panthers. But at least that team got to the Super Bowl. This one hasn't.
Okay, I think you've got your years mixed up, because you referenced Cam Newton in 2003, and that's before he was
15. I think he's thinking 15.
But fine, whatever. Okay. I said my bit on that. 803-0550 is the number. Frank is next up. Hi, Frank. Thanks for calling. You're on WGR.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Great.
I just want to say, I don't know what's up with our fans calling for the firing of McDermott, especially after the seasons we've been having. Maybe we just got too spoiled after the run that we had in the 90s, and people just want to recreate that, but we didn't get it done there either, so I don't see the point. McDermott is exactly what we have. He breeds good culture, family values. He's a defensive genius. It's just, he is not the sole reason, and I think people are just trying to pin it on everything. And that's all I wanted to say, but I also want to leave you with one thing that, because I know Nate Geary is on the call, and he told me a while ago that every time I'm on with the Bulldog that I need to throw you a Waterboy quote, so I'm going to say, he's spitting the cooler. Thank you. That is all.
All right. Thanks, Frank. What did you tell Frank?
I'm not sure.
Okay, good. Appreciate the call. Defensive genius. Look, man, the playoff numbers against Kansas City are ghastly. They are.
I feel like I'm being split.
There's no denying it.
By two very left and right takes in the last two calls.
It's it's one of these things that you don't ever have to plan on talking about that just sort of will pop up now and then. And if one of us, in this case it was me, gets really wound up about defending him, it's just, here we go. It's referendum on Sean McDermott as the Bills head coach day again. That doesn't have to continue. I'm just saying, like,
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel at SIATA, anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Sort of happened here in the last 45 minutes.
Listen, the answer to this question I'm about to ask you doesn't matter. Let's
okay.
start with that. How many Super Bowl appearances would the Bills have if they were in the NFC? Three? Two?
Sure.
So some of it is they are facing a dynasty in the Kansas City Chiefs that might go down as one of the best of this entire era. And then also, it's not just Josh Allen that is not winning a Super Bowl. It's all of the other great quarterbacks in the AFC, including Lamar Jackson and Joe Burrow. So, like, I know Burrow's gotten to one, but they've been frankly terrible since they got to that Super Bowl. Like, I would say this. Does it not feel like that head coach, Zach Taylor, if I were to talk about one of these teams with a head coach that deserves to be fired, to me, Zach Taylor's one, and he got to a Super Bowl. So it's not all, I mean, it is. It is about winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But if it truly was all about getting to and winning a Super Bowl, and we all agree, I think we all agree, and if you were going to say which of those two coaches deserved to be fired first, would you see anybody? I don't think you find Bengals fans that would defend Zach Taylor. So to me, a little of this, you have to have the context of they are not the Cincinnati Bengals under Marvin Lewis. They aren't winning divisions and losing the wild card round. That's not happening every year. They're not getting to a place where it's so clear what their ceiling is.
Right.
Nobody here, apparently, other than I think who was a Chance that called in that said, their window's closing. Their window's gotten wider in the last 2 years than it was.
Yeah.
We all talked about how aging their roster was with Jordan Poyer and Micah Hyde and these guys that were very clearly at the end of the road with that roster. And then they got, we all thought, worse, and they had their best season. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't think their window's closing. Their window is open as long as Josh Allen is playing at this level, which could be another year. It could be 3, 4, 5 years. I don't know. But they're not the only ones not getting the job done.
Right.
And, Harbaugh's considered a great coach, probably a Hall of Famer. He's not getting it done with a guy that's got two MVPs against the same team. They don't have a Super Bowl appearance under, Lamar Jackson. So, I don't know. If it was just the Bills.
Yeah.
I would say, all right, and if it was there was four winners in the AFC, if Burrow had a Super Bowl, if Jackson had a Super Bowl, I might say, okay, like everyone else has got theirs. Josh does it.
What are we doing?
Shake
here?
It up.
Right.
But it's the Chiefs and everybody else.
803-0550 is the number. He's Nate Geary sitting in for Mike. I am the Bulldog, Matt Beauvais from Channel 7 and podcast partner with our buddy Sal Capaccio coming up at the top of the hour. This is WGR.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.